The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to help us this morning like you've done since the beginning of this conference. You've added to us significantly. You've granted utterance. You've helped the hearts of the people. You've spoken expressly to us. You've brought light. You've brought understanding. You've prepared us for that which you are set to do in our midst. We thank you, our Father and our God. Thank you for the contribution to the body that this house represents. I ask that by your mercy, I will hide behind your servants. And you will help me greet the house well. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Says the Spirit, there are many things on my face. There are many chapters on my face. Yeah, my face is one, but you don't see all of it at once. Because there are various chapters in my face. And this morning, I want to give you and show you a chapter. I want to bring you to a certain chapter in my face. You have been communing with my face. Yes, you have been fellowshipping with my face. And yeah, I am about to open deeper things of my face. I will open deeper things of my face. I will open deeper things of my face. I want to fellowship with you from my face, from a certain chapter. There is a chapter of my face that is meant for today. There is a chapter of my face that is meant for now. And that is what I am opening to you. I am opening you to it so that you can come into deeper communion. So that you can know me better. So you can understand me deeper. And you can fellowship more committedly. Yeah, I am opening. I am opening. I am opening to you. And I want you to come in. So I'm bringing you close. I'm bringing you in. Come into this chapter. Come into this chapter because I have opened it. Come into this chapter. I have opened it. I have opened it. I have opened it. It is for today. It is for now. It is for today. It is for now. This chapter is for now. And because you are here, it is for you. Yeah, it is for you. Lean in a little more. Lean in a little more. Take away the distraction. Weed away the noise. Weed off the noise. Weed off the noise. And hear. Weed off the noise and hear. There are things I want to commit to you. There are treasures I want to show you. I want to point you in a certain direction. Weed off the noise. Lean in more. You can understand me. You can hear me. You can receive me, says the Spirit.
Amen. 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 Acts 26 from verse 16. But rise and stand upon thy feet. This was Jesus to Paul after the encounter. When Paul was supposed to be going to inflict more damage on the church. And after the encounter, this was what the Lord would say to him. Rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in thee which I will appear unto thee. Amen. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Praise the Lord. A minister, but not just a minister, a witness. That's a different level. I'm sure by now we know that there are many ministers of the gospel who are not witnesses of the gospel. They have no witness in themselves. But you only become a witness when heaven is able to show us enough mercy to have the gospel become one with us, such that we can be like Paul, where he can start off by saying, separated unto the gospel of God. And then he can talk about the gospel of Christ. And then he can say, according to my gospel. Now that's a transition. It meant that which was originally God's was given first to Christ. And then Christ gave it to us. Because Christ has been authorized to do that. Amen? He has been authorized to do that. Mommy took some time out yesterday to talk about how at every single level, when light is being shone on the church, it's the responsibility of the church to act accordingly. We cannot just be content with hearing and be excited. You know, there's a lot of that in the world today. We go on Facebook, we go on social media, and you have a lot of sound bites of certain ministers out there, and you see the comments. When you check the comments, you know that some of those sound bites are just useless. This is my pastor. Now, this is what I'm talking about. In fact, all the ministers in the UK or in the whole of Nigeria, I rank them like this, and then they will rank them. They will mention this one, this one, this one. That's not what the gospel is for. The gospel is released for us to partake of it in obedience and become one with that gospel. If we become one with it, we get to the place where we can say we become a witness of the gospel. I like some of the prophecies that came yesterday. There's nothing wrong in being a child. Nothing wrong in being a child. Nothing wrong in being a babe. Nothing wrong with being a carnal Christian. The problem is if we remain so. Because what we are eating ought to elevate us if we change. Because as the message is being preached, the Holy Spirit will be working on the things that are being taught and bringing out instructions that are meant to help us take the next steps forward. So if you have a problem with greed, selfishness, I'm not put off when I see you. In fact, I remember when I was very young, I felt I was too intelligent for my age. I felt I was smarter than everyone. So I always liked to scheme. You know, when you have a schemer. You know, I think my name should have been Jacob, really. I was a bit of a schemer. But when I now read the scriptures and I saw that Jacob became living, and God would say, I am not the God of the dead, but I'm the God of living. And you say, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I said boldly, if a supplanter, you know, a cunning person like Jacob can make it, then there's hope for me. There's hope for me. I will make it. So it doesn't matter how much Satan tries to condemn me when I fall. I say, see, you say you are a Christian, but you can't tell the truth. You can't tell the truth. Who did this? So people say you are the one. You say, somebody did something. You are just dodging the question because you don't want to answer. You want to run. And Satan will come at me and say, you are not brave, you are fearsome, you are a coward, all sorts of things like that. Eventually, I got to the place where I said, if Jacob made it, there's hope for me. There's hope for me. If a murderer like Paul made it, there's hope for us. Amen? There's hope for us. We have nothing to fear, really. Like I said, all we need to do is just eat your food. If you eat your food, what will happen? You will grow. You will grow. And the release of that which is coming is supposed to take us from the next phase to the next phase to the next phase. We are not supposed to be frightened. I think it was Pastor Hans that God used to teach me that thing in London. You know, Pastor Hans is one of our dear brethren in the UK. He's based currently in Edinburgh, so, and they've just started having meetings in Edinburgh for a while now. And Pastor Hans was in London and he was singing the song, yeah, So Will I, So Will I. And then Pastor Hans came up after the charge and said, So Will I. As soon as he said it, he said the same words, but I just had an encounter because of what he said. I just knew what Pastor Hans was saying was, he wasn't just saying words, he was putting himself forward, saying, Lord, I nominate myself to be part of that which you are doing. So he didn't know that that is what he did. He just said, so will I, but I got more than so will I. I saw that, oh, I'm not supposed to be cowering when teachings are going on and say, ah, this is this kind of doctrine, faithful and true witness, ah. Round message, yeah, on Pastor Alfred, man. This is for Pastor Alfred. Angelic, Joe. No. I'm not supposed to see light like that come and just dodge it and say, ah, this is for Pastor Alfred. No, this one is for Pastor Dixon. It's for us. If it's coming for you, it's for you. Amen. If it's coming for you, it's for you. I remember, was it 2 or 3 years ago? Grand Finale Life Campaign. This was the first meeting where my faculties were able to access everlasting life. It was here, it happened. The first time I knew that, I heard a teaching, I was able to decipher, oh, this is not Christ, this is everlasting life, right? I think it was its grand finale, Reverend first of all ministered for 1 hour. After Reverend ministered, then he asked Daddy Oyedokun to come and minister. And 1 hour through Daddy Oyedokun's teaching, I just realized that, oh, they are teaching the same thing. But it took 1 hour through of when Reverend had taught for 1 hour. What Reverend Busey was just teaching. Reverend is saying the same thing, but using another route. They are talking about everlasting life. I said, well, but it's not for me now. Me, I'm still a Christ person, so it's okay. So as I was driving back to Lagos, I said the same thing in the car. I said, ah, Daddy, I noticed halfway through the message that you and Reverend Busey were teaching the same thing. He said, but that's exactly what I was doing now. You didn't know? I said, yeah, it took me 1 hour before I knew. I said, but anyway, it's not for me. It's for people that are eating strong meat. I'm still enjoying my Christ. And Mommy Helen just burst out laughing. Look at this one. He's thinking he's going to escape what is coming. You know? Mommy Helen just burst out laughing in the car and just said, you are funny, yo. The fact that you have been able to decipher what is happening, it's for you. You saw it, you understood it. And then you are saying, it's not for me, I'm a babe. I'm not yet everlasting. And Mommy Ellen burst out laughing in the car ride to Lagos. And said, ah, look at you. You're trying to dodge what is yours. It's yours. You can't hide anymore. You've seen it. You've got it. I said, Lord, who asked me to come to Life Campaign now? But that was, honestly, that was the very first time I knew I was in a teaching. And I was able to decipher. Oh no, this has changed. Now this is not meat anymore. They're entering everlasting life now. Okay. But my conclusion was, it's not for me. I felt like a child who was supposed to enter SS3 class and I mistakenly entered the class of a professor. And I just peeped on what they are teaching. Ah, it's interesting. Okay, but this is not my class. Let me go back to my class. you understand? That was exactly how it felt. And Mommy Helen laughed and said, no, you are not going to get away with it. You got it. It's for you. And it seems the attitude of all of us that when light is coming, we are quick to say this is for others. I've said it again and again. In London, we have a brother. Every time light comes, they say it's for him. Bro Guma. Such a meek soul. Heaven worked on him. They trained him hardly. Hard. He became a soldier. In fact, he's the one pastoring in London. All of us, we are not doing anything anymore. That's why I can travel. Guma is really the pastor of the UK church now. All of us are just enjoying ourselves. And when teaching is coming, everybody will look at Guma and say, this is for Guma, it's not for us. This level of meekness is for Guma, it's not for us. And that is how some of us do sometimes. And we will just say, no, it's for other people. But it's a lie. The moment you are able to decipher the message, it's for you. It's for you. The only thing you can then pray is, Lord, help my unbelief. I believe, help my unbelief. I believe, help my unbelief. You know that parable that Reverend Benjin began to show us is very, very important for us to understand what he was bringing. Our attitude should not be, no, I don't want it. And then hope to repent later. Because like he said, that opportunity may not come. I almost somewhere think that Judas felt he had time to play with Satan and he will repent later. He loved life enough to be wanted to be a disciple of Jesus. He loved life enough to want to be a disciple of Jesus. But at the same time, he still loved darkness. And he felt there will be time to repent. There will be time to repent. Don't worry. And when they told him, you betrayed your Lord, he said, take your money back. He said, which money? Take your money, John. We don't want the money. Keep the money. We don't need it. We don't want the money. And then he went and hung himself. He saw that Satan had done a work in him that was thorough. Thorough work. So no, our initial whatever should be response, should be have mercy and help us. Have mercy and help us. All these things that Reverend Bisu is teaching that sound so high. Have mercy and help us. We don't just want to come into understanding, but we want to be practitioners of this profession. So much so that heaven will be able to say, these ones are witnesses of the saying. I think it was Mommy Akinola that was saying, they called the Lord the faithful and true. And she pointed on the article. There is a type of witness that the Lord is. That all of us must become. All of us. That is something that unfortunately is still lacking in the body today. Everyone somehow believes that Jesus came to die to take all of us to heaven. I've checked the scriptures. I've not seen one place where anybody said Jesus came to die to take us to heaven. It's not anywhere in the Bible. There's no place where Paul says, as I admonished you when I was in Corinth, that when you become born again, you shall go to heaven. Stay rapturable and go to heaven. There's nothing like that anywhere. I don't know where we got that doctrine from. I have no idea. Because the target is to be a witness like Jesus has become a witness. They will tell us, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Let the same attitude that he had towards that which he received, the way he feared in the days of his flesh, the way he wanted to accomplish everything that the Father was instructing him to do while he was here on earth, that is supposed to be our own attitude as well. Now that's different. I'm not interested in going to heaven. What am I doing in heaven? Too many people are in heaven who have not yet seen God. Have not yet seen God. You think Jesus was lying when he said, blessed are the holy, or the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You think he was lying? Go to heaven now without a pure heart. You won't see God. You'll be there for years. You won't see God. The people that can see God will be seeing him. But you can't even open your mouth and say, can I go in there? When you finally see the angel, you know that you are going to get a slap if you say anything like that. You will know. Because you will see the caliber of people that are going there. You will know that you don't have the same dressing. You don't have the same attire. How dare you go? You will know. So where are you rushing to? Where are you going to? What is occupying your thoughts? You didn't get admission. You want to die. For what? Then you go admission. The school fees didn't come. Hey! And then you think your world has ended. What world has ended? What world has ended? What can happen to a man on earth that is devastating enough that you should lose heart? This is the ultimate. Yes, sir. This is what? The ultimate. If you can but be a witness, you are made. Yes, you know when we say made? You are made. That's when heaven says you are made. Not when you have 1 billion or 1 million. You know, some people heard yesterday, mommy was saying, I'm going to get my private jet soon. Hey, if I can just get private jet, I'm made. Irony. You are not made. You are not made. That's just nonsense, really. If you can be made a witness like our Lord, oh my Lord, you are made. I remember I used to come to convention and I would sit behind all these great men of God in Nigeria and I would be looking at them. They were like my Marvel heroes. You know the way we see our Marvel heroes? I will now be thinking, which one is Captain America? It can't be Reverend. It's Reverend Busi, Captain America. Or maybe it's Pastor Emeka that is Bear Hawk. Those are my own. Those are my what? Those are my own superheroes. Those are people that when they cough, I go, yay. Maybe there's revelation in that cough. I watch them, you know, like this, you know. Ha! When Reverend Busi just hugs mommy, I say, hey, that's how heroes hug their wives. That's how they do it. My owner of Facebook, owner of Twitter, that's nonsense. Nonsense. We will use it. We will get there. But we will know that it is nonsense. And the world will hate us for it because they will know that we do not cherish the world like they cherish it. They will know that we have billions, but we don't care for it. We will give it away in an instruction. In an instruction. They will know that we are different from them. They will know that our life does not consist in the things that we have. They will know. They will know there's a difference between us and these ones. But we'll be working in the same companies. I remember one time I was working in an office and we had a major release and the release was a failure. And everybody in the office was afraid to go and face the boss. They were all afraid of getting sacked. And I was looking at them. I said, do we know what has failed? They said, yes, we know what has failed. Do you know why the release has failed? They said, yes. And you know what to do to remedy. I said, yes. So why don't you just go and tell the boss? Let's go and tell our director that this is what's happened. They're all looking at me. I said, I'll go and tell her. They said, you will? You will go and tell her. I said, yes, I'll go and tell her. Said, thank you, go and tell her. They were all afraid to go and face the director to just say a release has failed. And we know why it failed. And we know what to do to fix it. And this is our Oyinbo. Oyinbo, everybody, all races, all afraid for their jobs. It's a pitiable life. Pitiable life. When you are afraid for your job, you can't live freely. You think because they call their bosses by name, they are not afraid. It's a lie. They're all afraid for their jobs. All afraid for their jobs. All afraid. What if I lose it all? They will just face a small hardship like this. They will just go and commit suicide. Some of them will not only kill themselves, they will kill their children, kill their wives, and then kill themselves. Because of shame. Because that's what their life consists of. That's why, like David, I no longer envy them when God gives them things. Sometimes God has to give it to them or they will kill themselves. God has to give it to them. God has to help them go on holiday. If they don't go on holiday, some of them will die. I'm telling you. God has to give it to them. Depression will kill them otherwise. This one went on holiday. This one, me, have not gone. Hey. And they'll be so depressed. And then some of us will go on Instagram. We'll see them showing off. I'm saying, hey, I wish I was like them. Oh, God. Oh, God. You don't know what you are jealous of. People that are dead. No life in them. Nothing. That's what Satan is an expert at. He knows how to make things that are meaningless put shine on it, put gold on it, gold-plated nonsense, and then sell it to us. Gold-plated nonsense, gold-plated vanity, and then sell it to mankind, and mankind is we'll just be scrolling on Facebook. Hey, daddy's been saying that we can do wedding with only 1,000 naira. Beka, need that to share anything. If only I had money at Loshe Holiday in Bahamas. Honeymoon in Bahamas. And then daddy will tell you that you can go and do your honeymoon in Korea. You'll be angry. And then Pastor Alfred will come and do Q&A and say, you don't have to kill yourself. If all you have is 100 naira, use it to do wedding, you'll be angry with Pastor Alfred. Go, Pastor Alfred. Because your mind, you want to be like people who are dead. Who have no substance in them. No substance in them. We need to cherish life and know when we have life. Amen? We need to what? Cherish life and know when we what? Have it. Remember the letters of the Lord to the churches. He said, just hold fast that which thou hast. Don't allow it go. You've held something by my mercy. Hold it fast. Don't allow it go. Don't allow Satan tempt you out of it. Make you desire that which is vain, vanity. No value in it. No value in it. Amen? Amen. It's not just to make Paul a minister, but a witness. A witness. Just like our Lord was made the faithful and true witness. So I want to admonish us with everything that we've got, that we should desire to be made witnesses of that which we have been taught. Don't take anything we are taught here for granted. No. There's a raising going up. Men are being raised. If truly we are supposed to be the temple of the Lord, that temple then has to be raised. The foundations have to be set. The bricks, the blocks, the building stones have to be put together, so that we can contain or carry the one who wants to dwell amongst us. Amen? Amen? And if we have this heart, we will be set. Amen? We will be set. We will be set. Hallelujah. Amen. That forms the core of my admonition. All I'm saying, I'm speaking to myself. Sometimes we see responsibility from our family, we want to dodge. Say, these are not for people like myself. These are for other people. But if heaven is investing in us, then it's for us also. Don't worry about weaknesses you see in yourself. Why? Because that which we are being taught here has the ability to go inside. Between spirit and soul, bones and marrow. Take out things that you think are part of our fabric. Part of our DNA, change our DNA with life. So that someone that is known for having a temper, all of a sudden, because he has learned so much life, is the meekest of among all men. Amen. I have shared how, over and over again, how when I began to hear the teachings of Word of Righteousness, I didn't need to go home to preach to my wife that I'm hearing something different. She noticed something has changed in this man. She noticed. She noticed that I was no longer confrontational. She noticed. She noticed that when she wants to look for trouble like before, I didn't have trouble to give back. So she was like, what's going on? This one is no longer interested in fighting. What's going on? It must be that place that he's going. Then the next day, I said, I'm going for Easter retreat. If you want to come, you can come. I'm coming. And then she met Mommy Helen. And Mommy Helen just saw her. Mommy just smiled and said, I said, oh, Mommy, this is my wife. And Mommy just said, oh, I'm Helen. And she just greeted Mommy Helen. Didn't know who Mommy Helen was because of the way Mommy just went, oh, I'm Helen. And then when she found out that Mommy Helen was Mommy Helen, she said, yay. She just greeted me like, I'm Helen. What is that? That meekness is a sign of people who have received life. It's a sign of people that have received. My mom came to visit us in the UK. And then she met Mommy Lamikara. And Mommy Lamikara was just sweet to her, respectful, greeting her, everything. And my mom thought she was older than Mommy Lamikara. Because of the way Mommy Lamikara was respectful. When she found out that Mommy Lamikara was older than her, Mommy Lamikara was more educated. And Mommy Lamikara has just finished PhD. She just called me and said, I love that woman. And she told me, I want to be like that woman. So every now and again, they send messages between themselves. They just put me aside. They are now in love with each other. That meekness is something that is a hallmark of people that are of this path of righteousness. Hallmark. If you don't have it, we know you are not one of us. We will accommodate you, we will greet you, we will love you, but we know you are not one of us. We know. When you vaunt yourself, when you walk into a room like you own the place, we know you are not one of us. When the usher says, sit here, and you say, why should I sit here? What's wrong with sitting there? The usher too will smile and say, sorry, man, just sit here. But the usher knows you are not one of us. They will smile at you. They won't stop smiling. They will love you. Okay, ma, sit here. But they know they are not one of us. And their prayer will be, Holy Spirit, help this woman today. So that she will become one of us. Because she's not yet one of us. Praise the Lord. I want us to be determined to not just allow that which is taught. Look at it as though it was for somebody else. It's for us. Amen? It's for us. If we are to become that which the Lord is intending for us to become, we will have to put ourselves forward. Because the Lord likes it when we do that. He likes it when we say, yes, Lord. We want to be exactly what you are teaching at this time. We want to receive what you are giving us. And we are praying for grace to become it fully. Amen? I think I've been able to help someone this morning. You know, we are not spooky. We are not people that fake graveness. You know, somebody greets you when they come into the hall. Hello, and you say, we don't do that. We don't do that. We don't pretend to be pious. But that gravity of heart needs to be there. That, Lord, if you can show us mercy and help us come into understanding of everything that is taught and to then pass the test that will follow in the commandments that will come, then you have made my year. You know, when everyone says New Year resolution, what they want this year, my own is, if I can just do that which you have taught me to do, this year will be the best year ever. How we know that 2025 is the year is when I will be exactly as the Lord wants me to be. Can we just thank God this morning? Let's thank him this morning. I just feel like this is supposed to help prepare us to be determined that everything that we are being taught should not pass us by. Amen. That we should come into the fullness of that which you are being taught. Let's talk to him. Let's talk to him. Let's ask him to help us. Let's ask him to help us. Let's ask him to help us. Let's ask him to make us determined. Let's ask him to help us to be determined to receive all that is to come. These things seem high. But if you are bringing them to me, it's because you have come to show me mercy. That I will not just come to comprehension, but that I will come also into obedience. Because you want to make me a witness of the things that you've already appeared to me, and that which you shall yet appear unto me. Let's talk to him this morning. Let's ask him to help us. God's servant will be ministering to us shortly, but that we will come into everything, 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 everything that will be brought forth this to us, that heaven will help us with the right heart, right attitude. We will connect and cry out to God for mercy. To come into the fullness of that which we are being taught. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.